This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by the one, the only Miss Brittany Cartwright.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What is going on today? I mean, I assume it's warm. You're dressed for warm weather. I'm in freezing New York. It's still cold here. Is it a nice day where you are?
Oh yeah, it's been like in the 90s all week. So it's very hot here in LA.
Oh my God. So what's been going on? How are you?
I'm doing great. Just living that mama life.
Living that mama life. Well, look, I mean, before we get into all sorts of things, I just want to say, you know, congrats on this partnership. I know at the beginning of the year, you started with Jenny Craig, and I wanted to say congratulations on that partnership. I know your goal is to lose 30 pounds. And I mean, I've been seeing all the pictures, so I know right where you are. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm at 27.2 pounds right now that I've lost since January. So it's working for me. Very good.
Wow. Well, I want to talk all about that in a few minutes because I have tried lots of diets and like a lot of stuff doesn't work. So I actually have real questions that I would like to ask.
Yes, of course.
But before we get there, I just want to say, you know, when you met Jax in 2015 in Vegas, did you ever think it would lead to this? I mean, Jenny Craig, spokesperson, reality TV star, mom.
No, never in a million years. I didn't even know if me and Jax would like work out, you know. I figured like once I figured out who he was and everybody was telling me all these like crazy stories about him, I was like, okay, we're probably not even going to talk after I go back home to Kentucky. And we sure kept talking. And now almost 7 years. And on the 4th of July, I'll have lived in LA for 7 years, which is absolutely insane. And, you know, I never imagined being on like reality TV or any of that. I wanted to be a mom and, you know, be married my entire life. But the whole TV aspect has been has been crazy, but it's such a blessing. I mean, I grew up watching Jenny Craig, you know, like I've seen commercials, Mariah Carey, Chrissy Alley, like, you know, I've seen like all these commercials since I was a little tiny girl. And just the fact that it's like me now and I'm like in that company, like, you know, it's crazy. It's amazing.
Yeah. Like, isn't that surreal? Like Mariah Carey, Brittany Cartwright, Jenny Craig.
I know. I'm like, what is going on here? Even my friends, like I was just in Florida at one of my friends from back home's wedding. And they were even talking about it. They were like, we grew up watching those commercials and stuff. And now it's going to be you. Like, that's insane. I was like, you know what? That is. That's like very, that's really, really cool.
Did you, because you said like everyone warned you, did you watch Vanderpump Rules? Like, did you know like Jax was quote unquote Jax when you met him?
So I didn't personally watch Vanderpump Rules yet. I mean, I, obviously after I got on the show and stuff, I caught up on a little thing. Sheena makes sure I watch her wedding and stuff. So I watch like certain shows with Sheena. But my friends definitely told me, my mom, of course, knew exactly like who he was and stuff. So I like learned that he was like a bad boy and all this. And I've like always just been like attracted to that. I don't know why. I just like always loved like the bad boys and stuff my entire life. And I don't know, but now he's like an amazing husband and amazing father. And he's just like turned into like this dream guy. And I'm very lucky.
You are. I mean, when did you know, like people say, like, you just know, like, did you know right away? Or was there all like, you know, like, listen, we've all watched the show. I've watched the show. There were ups and downs, but still, like, you know, a lot of people say, like, you meet someone, you go on a date and you're like, no, this is the person I'm going to marry. Like, was that?
Yeah.
You?
And I think like, we kind of did have that like kind of love at first sight type thing, even though we had our ups and downs throughout our relationship. But whenever I met him in Vegas, I had just gotten out of a relationship myself. So I had not like given anybody my phone number yet or anything. So when he came up to me at the bar and was like talking to me and asking for my phone number, I just thought he was so hot. I thought he was so good looking. And, you know, it was just like this instant attraction. And we just continued talking. I woke up the next morning to all these messages from him. He kept inviting me out all the time. And I would like not go to things so that, I was like trying to play a little hard to get and stuff. And it worked in the long run.
It definitely has. Like you mentioned, you're in LA now for like, have you adjusted to life in LA or do you still miss Kentucky?
I mean, I miss like my family and friends in Kentucky, but I love the LA weather. I love my home. I'm very grateful for the things that I have here, but 100% eventually we'll move back closer to family.
You think so? Cause like, I know that is like, we hear that all the time. Like that it's really going to happen.
I really think so. I mean, Jax has been here way longer than me, you know, like 10 years longer than me. And I think he's just kind of over it, I guess. I don't know. Like he loves it here too at times, but at the same time, like his family's in Michigan, my family's in Kentucky. We want to have more kids. So it would be great to have some help. We don't even have a babysitter yet. So like my mom is going to come stay. Chris's birthday is tomorrow, actually.
Oh my gosh.
I cannot believe he's going to be a year old tomorrow, but my mom is coming to stay with us for like a month. And me and Jax are actually going to get to go out together and stuff. And I'm just excited for that. We need to rekindle our romance.
Do you find it so hard without like even having a babysitter? Wow.
Yeah. I mean, because he'll watch the baby so I can go out with my friends. I'll watch the baby so he can go out with his friends. It's just going to be fun for us to get to like go out more often. There's been times, of course, like on vacations and stuff where my mom has come with us. And, you know, we've had like a couple friends watch Cruise a couple times. But yeah, we have not had a babysitter, not one time.
Wow.
Not like an actual babysitter, no nanny, no nothing.
That's literally wow. Did you have any reservations in joining the show? Like, I know, like, obviously you met Jax, you moved from Kentucky, but you know, that still doesn't mean you're going to ultimately be on the show. Like, did you have reservations in joining?
I mean, kind of. I mean, I think I was just kind of like rolling with it. Like, my life was just went crazy all of a sudden, and it just like changed from, you know, a Kentucky girl bartending all the time. And then now I'm like in LA with cameras in my face. It just happened so fast, like really, really so fast. And I know like I'm lucky because I know a lot of people like, you know, really want this kind of thing and really want to be an actress or something like that. And it just kind of like happened for me. And I was just like, whoa. I mean, it was a complete whirlwind. And of course I was a little bit nervous. I mean, I don't think I probably even spoke that much the first couple episodes that you guys see me. I was so nervous. But you start to get to know like the producers and the cameramen, everything, and they almost become like part of your family because you're with them so much. You know, they're in your house. My dogs are sitting on their lap while they're filming us. Like, so you get more comfortable as you go. That's for sure.
I think that's why people kind of grab, like the audience kind of gravitated towards you. Same thing, you know, for being a spokesperson for Jenny Craig. It's like, there are people that want it so bad, you know, to be like a reality TV star. And like, you didn't really want that, but so you were just very natural in yourself. Like you never put on.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I try to be as real and as open as I can be because I know I'm in the spotlight. So I want to use it for something, you know?
what sticks out is like some of the highs or like the high, like, you know, we've seen ups and downs. Like what, like, is there one thing when you look back like at your time on Vanderpump Rules that you're like, that's a high or a few things?
I mean, there's a lot of things. You know, whenever I first started the show, I had never like really even like traveled that many places. Like I got to go to Hawaii. I got to go to Mexico. Like I didn't even think I would be doing that, you know, and, you know, my wedding, my engagement, I got to have my dream wedding in my Kentucky castle that I had dreamed of my entire life. And I got to share it with everybody and show how beautiful Kentucky really is. And, you know, there was a lot of highs. There was a lot of lows, but that's why we were good TV.
Is there anything that sticks out as like your low of like, this is the one thing I just want to forget?
Oh, I mean, I don't even want to say it. I think it's very obvious, but me and Jax definitely had our relationship problems in the past. And I wish that did not happen, but it's part of our story now. And, you know, you learn and grow from everything that happens in your life. And that's something I definitely grew from. And honestly, I feel a lot stronger now because I put myself out there and I made it work and things are so much better for me now. So I hope sometimes like people can see that and think like of it as more like, you know, like trying hard and pushing through things instead of being like weak. And, you know, that's what I hope at least.
Yeah. Like, listen, you know, everyone wants to weigh in on everything on the internet, you know, like when you look, you have a child, it's this many years later, obviously it's working out. So it's like, when you hear all this nonsense and noise from like the internet trolls, like, is that still hard? Like when people weigh in on your relationship with Jax, or are you pretty good with that now? Like, okay, say what you want, but it doesn't bother me.
Yeah. I mean, the relationship stuff has definitely gotten like way better. There's not near as many people. I think a lot of people can even tell how much Jax has changed, even though he's not on a show right now. Like, I feel like it's kind of obvious in the way that he like loves our son and loves me. I feel like it's very obvious how he acts, that he's like gotten so much better and our relationship has gotten so much stronger. Every now and then we'll get like stupid comments about like sunglasses or or he's in the gym all the time, he's gonna, you know, go do this or go do that. Or whenever I was gaining a lot of weight, people would be like, he's gonna leave you because you're fat now, you're ugly now, you're this and you're that. And like, he thought I was more beautiful after I had that baby than I've ever think that he thought I was ever, even since the day he met me, because he just would not stop talking about how like strong I was and how beautiful the delivery of our son was. And when you go through something like that together, it just makes you like so strong.
Absolutely. What did, you know, did like being on the show like change you as a person? Like, you know, in addition to all of that, like, do you feel like fundamentally changed, and did you learn?
I hope not. I hope I'm still the same person. Whenever I'm with my friends and stuff back home, I feel like it's exactly the same. I don't feel like it's anything different. I still try to be as kind and as like loving, and I'm still a people pleaser. I still don't want anybody to be mad at me, or I still want to hurt anybody's feelings. Like that part of me is never going to go away. That's just who I am.
Do you miss like being at Sur? The actual job of being at Sur? I mean,
I don't really like miss like wedding tables all the time, but I love Sir. I love that Sir family. And, you know, I got so close. Some of my best friends, obviously, are still part of the show and stuff. And, you know, Lisa and Guillermo and Natalie, like they were all treated me so amazingly. So I do miss that. I miss the goat cheese balls and just like different things. But it was definitely a fun, really fun time of my life.
How does the food at Sir, sorry to cut you off, compare to the food on Jenny Craig?
What'd you say?
How does the food at Sir compare to the food that you eat on Jenny Craig?
Well, I mean, everybody loves goat cheese balls. It's fried, it's cheesy, it's amazing. But people are always asking me this about the Jenny Craig food. It is so good. I feel like people don't really believe it because I'm saying, you know, whenever you say that, but you got pizza, you got chocolate lava cake, you got teriyaki bowls, you got skillets, you got all these different foods that you can try. And I love sweet stuff and I love pizza and I love all these kinds of things. But before I was like ordering Domino's or Papa John's and it was just piling on. Now I can do it with the help of like a coach and an app where I can like pick out what I'm eating that day and like make sure I'm tracking it. And it's like so motivating and so easy to follow that it's just like, I mean, I've lost almost 28 pounds already and I've only been doing it for like 12 weeks, maybe 13 weeks. So wow. It's been working amazingly. And I'm not really like missing out on anything else. Because another thing is people don't realize you can add fruits and veggies and, you know, meat and different things that you can have on the sides as well. Like your coach will go over that kind of stuff with you and talk with you over the stuff that you can have. Or if you want to go out to dinner or something one night, I can talk to my coach and she can be like, "Ooh, you can have this or, you know, this on the menu or something like that." So you can, it's not like you have to just stop eating every single thing, but the more closely you follow the plan, the faster the weight's going to come off. And I noticed that big time. Wow. So I try to stick to it as like close as I can. This morning I had a bacon, egg, and a potato skillet. It's like one of my favorite breakfast foods. It's so good.
Now, what about, listen, you said tomorrow's Cruz's birthday, like there'll be birthday cake. Like, do you have, I mean, are there cheat days? Do you have days where you can cheat? How does that work? I imagine you want birthday cake.
I haven't had a cheat day yet because I'm so dedicated. I'm so like, I'm trying to make everybody proud and I'm like saying publicly, I'm going to lose this much weight. So like, I've got like, not pressure, but it's motivating, you know, whenever you're very open and honest on your journey, it makes you more motivated to like stick to the plan and stuff. If I wanted to like taste a bite of cake or something, I would just like take a bite of it. Like, it's not going to ruin your day if you taste the cake, but I'm probably not going to eat a whole slice or go in the middle of the night and eat a piece of birthday cake like I used to.
Exactly. Who's coming to, are you having a party for Cruz? Like, is Summer, is Sheena coming?
Yes. Yes. So his birthday party is going to be on Saturday. I'm so excited. Yeah, Lala, Stassi, you know, Kristen, Katie, Tom, everybody's going to be there. Sheena, I think, is going to Coachella, but I think her mom is bringing Summer. So I'm very excited about that because I wanted all the babies to be together. And I didn't even realize it was freaking Coachella weekend. Of course, the first time it comes back.
Just tell Sheena she needs to skip Coachella. Come on. The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
The one thing I was born with is motion sickness. Cabs, cars, Ubers, boats. Oh my God, how do you think that is living in New York City, taking Ubers and cabs everywhere? I cannot tell you how Relief Band has changed my life. And did you know that 1 out of 3 Americans regularly suffer from nausea? I'm one of them. You guys have got to check out Relief Band. It is clinically proven to quickly relieve and effectively prevent nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness, anxiety, migraines, hangover, morning sickness, chemotherapy, and so much more. I got it because I get sick in Ubers and cabs, but sure, I use it for my hangover. You guys know I love to drink my martinis. Right now, they've got an exclusive offer just for Behind the Velvet Rope listeners. If you go to reliefband.com and use code VELVET, you'll receive 20% off plus free shipping and a no questions asked 30-day money back guarantee. So head to reliefband.com and use our promo code VELVET for 20% off plus free shipping. Hey, ladies. Look, I know you guys work so hard trying to keep that career together, but hopefully you are taking some time to yourselves. If you haven't already done so, you need to discover Dame. Dame is the only one-stop shop you need to discover all your pleasure with their thoughtfully engineered toys. They also have discreet shipping, hassle-free returns, and the toys are a whole lot of fun. For example, you guys are going to love the Eva. It's a hands-free couples vibrator. It's designed to enhance partner play without getting in the way. Now I gotta tell you about the Palm for when you're alone. Listen, exploring your pleasure on your own helps you get in touch with, you know, yourself, learn more about what you like, and guess what? That leads to better sex with your partner. And like I said, Dame offers hassle-free returns within 60 days. So your satisfaction is literally guaranteed. Power up your pleasure with Palm or any of the other toys from Dame products. Go to dameproducts.com and enter code VELVETROPE for 15% off your order. That's right, dameproducts.com, enter code VELVETROPE and you get 15% off. And oh, hey ladies, don't forget to have fun.
Well, I can't get mad at somebody for buying tickets and stuff a long time ago. Like, it was planned before the birthday was planned, so I know she'll be there otherwise.
What about like Tom and Ariana? Do you guys speak to them at all?
I do. I talk to them a lot. Jax doesn't have like, it's not like there's like an issue, but they just like don't really talk anymore. So it's kind of like up in the air and maybe would just be a little bit awkward, you know? So if it was up to me, everybody would be invited. You would be invited. Everybody. I mean, I just met you and I'd be like, you could go. So
I would be there, sweetie. I would be there. Right. So it's not like there's anything really between like Tom Sandoval and Jax. It's just more like,
Just more like they just don't really talk or anything anymore. So their friendship is just kind of like Jax doesn't like hate him or anything anymore. Like they used to have their like things like that. But now it's just more like, you know, they just don't really talk to each other. But I was out with Ariana not that long ago for my makeup artist's birthday. And we had such a good time. It was really good to spend some time with her.
That's good. And she's doing well.
Yeah, she's doing good.
Did you watch like last season 9, like even though like you guys weren't on it, like did you actually watch?
I didn't. I've heard like I would ask like Lala and Katie and, you know, like keep up with them and Sheena, and like of course I see like on Instagram, of course, reels and different things would pop up that I would see. So I know like things that they went through. I knew, you know, we would see them whenever they weren't filming and stuff anyway too. So I kind of knew what was going on. But like I said, I was never much of a reality TV like watcher like my mom and like some of my family was, so and I also get like anxiety or something, I don't know, it makes me like anxious. So I want to support them and I hope that, you know, it goes on forever and they do amazing and, you know, it keeps, you know, keeps being amazing for them, but I just want to support them in other ways.
So you think if you watch, like you would just get like anxious?
Yeah, I think so.
How? Just because like you've been there and you know how it's made and what's going on.
Yeah. Oh yeah. If I watch like other reality TV shows or something and I like see like a reunion or something, I'm like, oh my gosh, like I know what you're going through right now. That is so, it's so intimidating.
It's a lot, right? People don't realize.
Oh yeah. People do not realize at all.
So there's no part of you that feels, because listen, like last season, the fans, the viewers, it wasn't their favorite season. The ratings were not great. Like it doesn't sound like you're not the type that like, you're like, that's a little bit of positive news. You know, like I'm not there. Jax is not there. A lot of people would be like, look, I told you so.
Well, no, because I got brought in on that show. I feel more bad for like Stassi and Jax and Kristen, who were there from the day one, you know, like I was lucky enough to be brought in on season 4. So I've got like a little bit of a different view on it than most people, I guess, would. But, you know, there's nothing like the OG cast.
Well, there's, I mean, do you know, like, if you think Vanderpump Rules is going to come back? There's a lot of talk that no, I mean, I just talked to Lala the other day, like they don't know.
Yeah, I don't think that they know. And I try not to like ask like too many questions or anything. I don't want to make things like awkward or anything. But as of right now, I have not heard anything at all.
Well, there is a lot of talk also. Again, I don't know if any of this is true or there's just people put things out into the world.
But I mean, I've heard gossip, obviously, but like not like hardcore. I still have the same manager as a lot of people on the show too. So like, I feel like I would know maybe, but I don't know. I really don't know anything different than what you've heard. Sure.
And there's a lot of talk that like, if it actually does come back, there is this narrative now that like, it wasn't the best season. The ratings were down. So like, maybe we will consider bringing back Jax. Maybe we will consider bringing back Stassi. If that happens. Right?
I've heard it, but I don't know.
Would you want it? Like, I imagine if Jax goes back, you're going with him. Like, would you want to go back? Like, would you want Jax to go back? Or
I think that would be up to Jax, because for me, if he did it, I would do it, you know, but he's a little bit more hard-headed than me. So he might be like, I don't know, after, you know, not being on it for a whole season, I feel like it kind of be a little bit weird for him. But at the same time, some of our best friends are still on the show. And, you know, that was a huge part of our life. And we're so very grateful for that experience. I don't want anybody to ever think that we're not like so grateful for what like Bravo and Lisa and Vanderpump Rules and everything did for us. But I don't know. That'd be like that would be a Jax decision. I'll just say that.
Like, you would go if like Jax weren't.
Oh yeah, for sure. Cause I miss it sometimes. And I felt kind of FOMO whenever I would see like my friends together and we weren't there on stuff. I was like, this is so weird, you know?
I do now.
Yeah.
Do you feel though that like life is, you know, more peaceful, you know, having sat a season out?
Yes. Yeah, because not only like whenever you have your lows, it can be so hard because you have to go through it while it's happening, talk about it in like interviews and stuff later, and then relive it again whenever it airs 6 or 7 months later. So that can be very stressful. And then like just the judgment from people who don't really see this whole story, don't really know like every single thing that happened, but no matter what, that's what you see. So that's what you judge off of. And that can be challenging at times.
What do you think is
like me, who doesn't want to ever upset anybody.
You're just too nice. No, but it is true. Like, you film it and then you have to relive it and then you have to do the confessionals. It's like, and then it's drama that you're like, I'm over that. I dealt with that 7 months ago. I don't want to deal with this drama. That's
exactly. Exactly. It all comes boiling back up again. So yeah, it can be crazy.
What do you think is like the biggest misperception of like people about you? Like when they hear like Brittany and Jax, like what do you think people get all wrong?
I mean, there's probably a million things that I could think of, but I think people, like the way we met, I hate that some people still think like that. For some reason, people are like, you met him in his DMs. I'm like, that was not me. That was like one of his other girlfriends or something. That was not me. He came up to me at the bar. I did not go up to him, okay? And just, you know, just different things, because it can be very hard to go through the ups and downs and people seeing you fight and stuff. But at the same time, it's like, if you were being followed by a camera all the time, do you really think you wouldn't say anything wrong every now and then, or get in a fight or something at least one time? Like, I know people got upset with me at like the reunion when I was like really taking up for myself, because it was like kind of out of my character. But we were also like in quarantine and I'm so stressed out. And, you know, just sometimes like you just have those days where you're like enough and you just want to like stick up for yourself. And I guess like it just sucks whenever people are like, why? Oh, I can't believe you were doing that. I'm like, I've said one time and stuck up for myself one time. Everybody else does it all the time.
Yeah. And I think if cameras followed anyone for 24 hours, weeks after weeks, you'd be a disaster, whoever you are.
Everybody, every single person. I mean, there's not going to be one person who's going to be absolutely perfect.
No.
So
how has motherhood changed you now that you're a mom? Like, how have you changed because you're a mom?
Just everything. I mean, I just like have the biggest heart. Like, I've never felt so much love in my life. Like, it's like incredible the way I feel about him. And he's just like so absolutely amazing. And I think you just kind of don't care about some of the petty stuff as much anymore, because like, you have to raise this child and he's going to like look up to you and stuff. And I just don't want him to see like me fighting or drama or anything like that. So I don't know. I think I just kind of like, I've always let things go, but I think even more so now, I'm just kind of like, okay, I'm not gonna let that upset me because I got bigger things to worry about right now.
Right. It's like, you have this gift. Why would you get bogged down with all this drama?
Exactly.
What about Jax? Like, do you see, you know, like, I mean, like you say, like, I think people do see a change that like follow you guys on Instagram. And like, how do you think fatherhood has changed Jax?
Oh my gosh. I mean, he's just like the most amazing dad. Whenever I say helicopter dad, that is what Jax is. He is just like all the time, like, what's going on? What's going on? But it's incredible to see how much he's grown. I wish people could see it, honestly, because he just has grown up so much. He's still got his same little Jax tendencies. He's still, you know, going to be himself. But at the same time, he's just grown a lot. And I think he knows what's important now. That makes sense.
that makes a lot of sense. Which of you is the stricter parent between the two of you?
Him. He is, believe it or not. He is definitely a stricter parent. Like 100%. He like freaks out over everything. I'm like, he's learning to walk and stuff. I'm like, he's going to fall down sometimes. Like, it's going to be okay. You know, I grew up in the creek and climbing trees and stuff. Like, he's going to be okay. We're in this beautiful house in LA. He's going to be okay. But he's definitely the stricter parent, I would say.
So when Cruz is older, if he needs to like ask for something, he comes to you, it's going to be a yes more than Jax.
Probably.
How did you guys, because again, like watching, you know, your Instagram, like we do see like, you know, all that you're doing now with Jenny Craig, but like, it seems like you guys are great parents. Like, I mean, how, I understand like parents just figure it out, but like, were you really nervous? Like, how did you guys just figure it out? I mean, did you get any advice?
So I have been around kids my whole life. Like I love kids. I have two nephews and I babysat them for like forever whenever they were infants and stuff for my sister. And so I've been around a lot of kids. So I kind of felt like I knew more. I have two younger brothers too. A lot of people, like they're like 7, 8 years younger than me. So I got to be around kids a lot. All my friends back home had kids young, you know, younger than me at least. So I was always around their kids. Jax, on the other hand, was never really around kids. So I think he kind of like took my lead at first, but now he's just kind of like, went with it and is running with it and just like doing amazing. It came so naturally for him. And of course, like we had the other moms that I can go to, like Stassi had Hartford, you know, a couple months before. So if there's anything that I'm like, what is going on? Why is he grinding his teeth like this or whatever? I'll ask her and she's like, Hartford did it too. It's fine. You know, so we had that like balance where we can like text each other and stuff. And that's awesome. Especially being here in LA where we don't have any family around. Like it's really good to have like Stassi and Lala and Sheena. And, you know, I've got other friends here too that have babies and stuff. And my friends back home, like I said. So we just got a lot of support.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
I never understood how people wear different shirts and pants and bags and shoes every day, but they wear the same pair of glasses. I personally always wear a different pair of glasses every day, and that cost me a fortune until I discovered Pair. I mean, the thing is, if you're wearing a blue outfit, don't you want to wear blue glasses that go with that outfit? If you're wearing a red outfit, don't you want to wear red? I do. And you can do that too with Pair. It's so easy and it's affordable. Look, you pick your base frame and then you pick a magnetic top frame and you just
just put the top frame over the base frame. So it looks like you have a new pair of glasses and all you did is buy a new top frame. Base frames start at just $60 and that includes prescription lenses. I know, that's crazy, right? And there are hundreds of top frames and designs to choose from. You could do like a solid color, you can do hearts, you can do polka dots, camouflage. People are gonna think you have a new pair of glasses every day. You don't need to look anywhere else. This really is a one-stop shop. So listen, get glasses as unique as you are. One pair, infinite style, starting at just $60. Go to paireyewear.com/velvet for 15% off your first purchase. That's 15% off at paireyewear.com/velvet.
How often do you talk? Because like, right, like you all had children at the same time. Like how often do you talk to like Lala and Stassi and
I talk to them all the time, and we like to get the babies together all the time. Me and Stassi and Lala, we're doing Mommy and Me classes every Wednesday. I just finished, but we were doing all that together. And, you know, Sheena, I don't get to see her as much because she really lives in San Diego and is like all around all the time. But anytime we can all get together and stuff is awesome.
Did you get any advice from Lisa Vanderpump when you were becoming a mom?
No, she didn't really, I love Lisa to death and I think she's amazing. And I've always looked up to her so much. We got a present from her about when Cruz was about 8 weeks old. So she did send like some gifts and stuff. And, I checked on her whenever she had her accident with the horse and everything and told her, you know, and she said she missed us and stuff. But we don't hear from her as much as I thought we would, which is kind of sad, but I still love her to pieces.
Is Jax upset about that too?
He doesn't really say anything about it, but I'm sure if you asked him, he probably would be a little bit, you know, not too bad. But I know like she was really close to him during like all the filming and stuff. So I just wish that would have like continued a little bit, but we'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Well, what is the secret? You know, like you said, we talked about when you guys met, like you had your ups and downs. Now you have a child. Like, what is the secret of, you know, like you're happily married? Like, what's the secret? I'm a single girl over here, Brittany. So tell me what it is that is the secret.
Patience is everything when it comes to our relationships, I feel like, because if somebody gets like a little heated or something, let him cool off. 10 minutes later, he's going to come back. I'm sorry I acted like that. I don't know why I got so upset. Like, I just learned his ways. And like, I know the kind of person he is and his personality and stuff. And I think patience is just like key in a relationship.
Patience. Okay. So who ends up apologizing more when you guys have a disagreement?
I mean, him, because if he's the one who's wrong normally, so... But I'm still the one who doesn't want to fight or doesn't want to argue. So even if I'm not the one who did something wrong, I'm still probably going to be the one being like, hey, that's just me. And I think maybe that's another reason why we work, because we're kind of like yin and yang. And it's hard to explain. I think that I just like know who he is and I know how to like counteract his attitude sometimes.
You're happy all the time. Like that's, I think that's good, right?
Yes.
what about, I mean, you know, you talk about like patience is the key. What do you think about, you know, like now Tom and Katie are splitting up? Like,
I know that breaks my heart so, so much. Cause like, it's going to be, as long as I've lived here, they've been together. I've never known them apart. So it's just crazy to see. And it's sad to see because I love them both so much, but at the same time they deserve to be happy. And you know, Katie's being super strong and sticking to her guns and her feelings and everything, and I just want the best for them. It'll be crazy if they ever with somebody else or anything, but at the same time they deserve to be happy. So
do you think you'll be able to like remain, like I know Katie has said, I think Ori and Tom, like, you know, don't choose sides, there's no teams.
Yes.
Here. Like, you think that
I think that'll keep going on. I mean, Tom is such like a nice, friendly guy, and Katie is being so like adult and grown up. Like they're just being so mature about the whole situation. And I feel like they're just like best friends or something. And I think that that will continue even after, you know, everything is done. And like I said, they're both coming to Cruz's birthday. Like Katie would never expect like us to not invite Tom, or Tom would never expect us not to invite Katie. Like they just wouldn't be like that. They wouldn't do that drama to everybody. And that's amazing, I think, because I would probably be like, it was me. But see? they're breaking up and being so adult about it. And it's not like anything like crazy happened. It's not like Tom cheated or anything like that, you know? So it's more just like a split.
What do you think you're going to do when one of them does have someone else? Like you said,
that's going to be crazy. I don't know. I mean, I'll be nice for sure. I don't know. It's going to be different to see, but I just want them to be happy at the end of the day. That's all that matters.
That's fair enough. What about like Randall and Lala? I mean,
yeah, theirs is a little bit different. definitely supporting of Lala. I love her so, so much. Very close to her. We had Ocean's birthday party at our house, you know, and
I know.
I think that she's amazing. And I know that she's had to go through a lot recently, and I just want to be there to support her. I haven't talked to Randall or anything since it all happened. So, just want to be there for her. She's being super strong and she's being a great mother. And, you know, they're just trying to work out the whole co-parenting thing. So hopefully one day they'll be able to see eye to eye, I guess.
But has Jax talked to Randall? I mean, I know they were close at one point.
I mean, yeah, they have like certain like business deals and stuff that were going on previously and everything. But I don't know. I don't try to get too much into that because that's just a whole mess. And I feel like that's more Lala's business. You know, I don't want to get too much into it. I feel bad.
That makes sense. Before we move on, because I want to talk more about Jenny Craig, what about James and Raquel? Were you shocked that they broke up?
Not really, but you know what? I don't know them as well. Like, I think Raquel is a sweetheart. She's absolutely gorgeous. She's a very nice person. I got to know James like a little bit more the last season that I was there. But I don't know very much about their actual personal relationship. We just kind of more like filmed with them. It wasn't like a Stassi or Katie or Lala or Sheena or somebody who I'm like really, really close with. So I don't know that much about them, but I could tell from the start, like he just wasn't very nice to her and stuff. And, you know, again, I'm proud of her for sticking to her guns and being so strong. So
totally.
He's already dating somebody else too. So
he is. I don't know. I mean, there's the pictures all over the internet. So yes. Yeah.
But I don't know. Like I said, I don't know too much about their personal relationship other than what people know, I guess, on social media.
You need to find a nice guy for Raquel. She did go on a date with Peter Madrigal. So
I didn't even know that.
She went on one date and I don't know what happened, but they went on one date. So I think it was just one date.
I love Peter. He's so sweet.
You got to find him a nice girl and you got to find someone for Raquel.
Yes.
did you try like a bunch of other diets in the past that like haven't worked for you? Like, what is it about Jenny Craig? I mean, I guess you were mentioning earlier, you said it's just the ease. It's just an easy diet to follow.
Yeah. It's so easy to follow. Like, as soon as I got the go ahead for my doctor to start working out, I started working out and I've been, you know, in the gym a lot and stuff, but it wasn't falling off. The weight was not coming off like I expected it to, like back whenever I was a cheerleader and stuff. Like, I was like, what is going on? Because I was always so like athletic and, you know, and whenever I first went back to the gym after having Cruz, I felt so weak and just like, it took me a while to get back into like the routine of things. And once I started the Jenny Craig program, because they say like diet is like 70% of what you, like how you lose the most weight. It's not just working out, obviously. And once I started the program, I mean, like a week and a half in, I was down 8 pounds, like, wow. Working out and everything. And now I'm down almost 28 pounds and it's worked so fast for me. And I'm like actually like really amazed by it. So it's just very easy to follow. And you have a personal coach who I Zoom with every Wednesday. And she's just like very motivating. So, so sweet. Like she's such a sweet person. And I just like, she is always like, oh, you can be my little sister. Like we just like get along very good. And She's very kind and very motivating, and it just makes it really easy. My mom recently just started it too. And I said that my mom, you know, is going to come and stay with us for a month. So we're going to do it together while I lose like my last couple, because I've only got a couple more pounds to lose before I hit my goal. And then it's going to be just about like maintaining and stuff. But it's really worked.
Is that what I was going to ask you? Is that what happens? Like, because you are so close to the 30 pounds, like then it's just, you'll stay on the program and like just maintain.
Yes, it'll be more like maintaining and, you know, stuff. I'll still be talking with my coach and, you know, getting certain foods and doing this and that, and like having her help me like plan. And unless I start gaining weight again, then I'm going right back on the, I'm going right back to the original.
Did you find it hard? Cause like, okay, you know, your friends with like Lala, first of all, is like a freak of nature, which I've told her directly to her face. Did you find that hard? Like, okay, we're all having, you know, like everyone's body is different, right?
Yes, everybody's body's different. I think that was like one of the things that was really hard for me, as I was being so closely compared to like my former castmates, and they look freaking amazing. I'm so glad that that happened for them, but that did not happen for me, and that does not happen for most women. So I'm glad that I'm able to like be an open book about my story and my process, because I know a lot of other women are going to like have the exact same story as me. Like, they're not going to lose weight. While I was at a party 10 days later in a freaking belly top, I could not believe it. I was like, you are just like a freaking superhuman.
It does not make sense.
That did not happen for me. So that was very tough. And, you know, with all the emotions and hormones, everything on top of everything else, it was kind of like it was hard for me. Paparazzi was waiting outside just to get bad pictures of me for how like my size and stuff. And I'm like, I just had a human being like did the most amazing thing that I've ever done in my entire life. And I just wish like there wasn't so much pressure on women, especially to lose that weight so fast right after birth, because it's just not realistic for so many of us.
Right. Like, why do you think our society still does that? Like, we put so much pressure on women who have just had a child, which obviously changes your body no matter who you are.
Yes, it changes it no matter who you are, no matter what you're doing. I mean, I was sick for 8.5 months. I mean, I was like getting sick like 3 or 4 times a day, and I still was gaining a lot of weight, because you're still hungry even if you're getting sick. So, you know, in quarantine and everything else on top of that, I had gained like 20 pounds before I even got pregnant. So I'm like, you know, I'm losing all that weight, even the quarantine weight, as well as like the baby weight and all that stuff too.
And you were very open and honest also about like postpartum played a part into all of this.
Oh yeah. Postpartum is like, it's crazy. It's absolutely like, people don't talk about it enough, but your hormones and your emotions are just running wild. And you're also like so sore. Just like, it's just a lot different than what people portray it as on social media and stuff. And you don't get into the nitty gritty very often.
And how long were paparazzi? They were outside like the next day, and they just stayed outside for what, like days, weeks, months?
Like the last like couple months of my pregnancy, they were out there randomly. And then like a little bit after we had the baby out, would be out there like following us and doing different things. And the photos would come out, it'd be like the absolute worst angle. And then I'd post a mirror selfie, which everybody knows how to angle your body in a mirror selfie to make it look good, you know, even with a big pregnant belly. And people would be like, you Photoshopped that. And I'm like, oh my God, why would I Photoshop my pregnant belly? It's literally just because I'm taking the picture versus a paparazzi getting a terrible angle. So it was just like a lot to deal with. Like I said, many times I'm a people pleaser, and I just like, I don't like that stuff. I don't know. It's hard to see people be so mean about something that's actually so beautiful.
Totally. Is it nice now though? Cause you are posting, you know, I see all your bikini pictures, your bathing suit pictures, like that's gotta be nice.
Oh, it feels so good. It feels so good. I just want to be like, ha ha, trolls. Gotcha.
You're like, Jenny Craig, here you go.
That back.
And, you know, just clarify, because I know you said this before, but I think there is this perception, you know, Jax or any man, like Jax wasn't saying like, Brittany, get in the gym, get your body, lose weight. Oh, like that wasn't, it was all you.
That's something else that drives me crazy. Cause like I said, people were commenting and being like, Jax is going to cheat on you because you're so big, and like saying like horrible things like that to me. He never would say that to me. He would never do that to me. He knew all that I went through. He was there holding my hair while I was throwing up. He was there in the delivery room counting off feet and like just doing the most. And he just like talked about how amazing and how beautiful it was and how strong women are. I mean, I think it like changed his view on women, honestly. Like he just kind of was just like amazed after I gave birth to Cruz. Like it was awesome to see.
He's like, wait, you can push a human out of your body.
Yeah. He's like, this really happens? I'm like, yes, every woman in the whole wide world do this.
Do you have a theme yeah, like, for cruises? Well, yeah. I mean, like, look, I mean, it has worked really fast for you, right?
Yeah. And
it's been, do you have a theme for Cruz's birthday?
Yeah, it's going to be like a baseball. I'm going to be posting his pictures tomorrow. So it's like a rookie of the year, vintage baseball. Yeah. I'm so excited.
How are you going to feel? Like, let's just flash forward to the future in 18 years. You know, Cruz is 18. We have Hartford. We have Ocean. You know, they're going to grow up together. Like, maybe one day there might be more than just friends.
I would love it. Either, like, I think it would be so, so cute. Cruz already's like, it's such a flirt. He does that little side grin and smiles, and they're always like kissing each other and like holding hands, and they'll just like grab each other's hands and stuff while, you know, we're not even telling them to. And then we'll be like, give a kiss. And they just like lean into each other. It's so freaking sweet. I could see that happening, or I could see Cruz being like the brother who like protects them and looks out for them and stuff like that as well. Cause we've been through so much together. And I know even if Jax and I were to move, I hope that I know that we'll always be able to keep these friendships. So that's good.
Absolutely. I was just going to say, you may have like Stassi, you know, Cruz might have Stassi as a mother-in-law or Lala.
That would be awesome.
Crazier things have happened, right?
Yes, it'd be hilarious and it would be awesome because we would have so much fun.
Do you have like a specific timeline of like, if it were up to you, like when you would move back to Kentucky?
No, I don't. I think it's just more so about like having whenever we want to have more kids and stuff. And, you know, once our family grows, it'll just be easier, like I said, to be around family. And my mom and my dad, I know they feel like they miss so much of Cruz's life, you know, and they want to see him. I send them pictures and stuff all the time. And I feel kind of sad that we're so far away.
You think Jax would really leave? You think Jax would really leave Los Angeles too?
He's the one that is wanting to do it more than me. He's the one that's like pushing for it more than me. He wants to either move to Kentucky or Florida. So those are like his two options. And I was like shocked that he wanted to move to Kentucky. But he loves my friends and stuff too. And he loves my family. He loves my mom. Like, he is so excited for her to come stay with us for a month. And that's awesome. That just makes me so happy.
Well, you know, we had Jax and Brittany take Kentucky. Perhaps yeah. We'll have a Jax and Brittany take Kentucky part two.
I would love it. I would love that.
Anything in the works? I mean, Jax likes to drop little nuggets on social media that there's this TV project and that TV project. Like, where are they?
I mean, there are definitely things that are in the works. It just, you know, things take time and it's a process, you know, and I don't want to like jump the gun and say like, for sure, something's going to happen, but we're definitely shopping around and definitely looking into different ideas and different things. Cause you know, there's a lot of, we shared so much of our lives, you know, our wedding, our engagement, everything. And I think it would be awesome for people to see this chapter with Cruz.
Yeah, it's not all about partying anymore, right?
Yeah, no, not at all.
Are you guys going to have a nice, like, wild night out? Like, are you going to kick a few back when, you know, you do have this moment when your mother takes over as a babysitter?
Yes, I'm going to do a million tequila shots. Maybe not a million, but I'm still on my Jenny Craig plan. So maybe not, but it'll be fun just to go out and like have like a have a night out with him, go to a little bar or just do something like that. Even like a movie or anything. We have so much fun at home, but it'll be fun to actually go out on like a date and stuff.
I just wanted to make sure you guys still can, you know, kick them back like you used to.
Oh, we're still fun. Just because we're parents does not mean we're not fun. We are so fun.
What do you want to say to like anyone out there that is thinking of like, you know, starting Jenny Craig or like listen, dieting is really, really hard. So like, what do you want to say to people?
I mean, I just hope that like I can inspire some people to like also realize it's okay that if it takes time, like I did for postpartum and, you know, having a baby and just even like people who gain weight in general, it doesn't always have to be about like having a baby, just like in general, that it's okay if it takes time, just stay focused, stay motivated and working with Jenny Craig. It just like was so easy to follow that it works so fast. And I feel like if you really want to get it done, you really want to get your energy up, you really want to make things happen, Jenny Craig Max Up is a good way to go because it really freaking works. I mean, that's like, it really works. Obviously, I feel like I'm like definitely proof that it works. And I really eat it. I really love the food. It's so, so easy to follow. And that's a big deal because I know a lot of diets are so hard, like pre-packing your own food and cooking and making like in these like boxes and putting them in your refrigerator. Like people do like stuff like that a lot too. And that kind of stuff just didn't work for me. It's so much easier, especially if you're busy, to grab something and it's already prepared for you. And you can add your little raspberries or blueberries or whatever you want on the side and you're like good to go. So
easy.
It's easy and it really works.
That's good. And you could, and your proof. I mean, anyone who doesn't believe it can go to your Instagram and see.
Yes.
And you mentioned pizza and you mentioned chocolate cake or whatever the cake was. So
there's carrot cake, chocolate cake, lemon cake. There's a vanilla cupcake. There's white cheddar popcorn. There's cheese twirls. There's like so much good stuff. So if you're like me and I've always loved junk food, which was one of my downfalls, it makes it even more perfect for you. But you're also still getting all the nutrients, all the things that you need. And, you know, there's also healthier meals like stir fry and things as well. Fettuccine Alfredo. I mean, there's so many different good ones. I love them.
Wow. Yeah. Well, congratulations on the weight loss. You're almost at your goal. Congratulations on this partnership with Jenny Craig. Anything else you want to discuss that I didn't bring up here today? I'd like to give people a chance at the end to bring anything up that they would like to.
I mean, not that I can think of off the top of my head, but hopefully you guys will see us again soon.
I hope so. I mean, you can come back here anytime. Like it was a pleasure to talk to you. Where can everyone follow you online that doesn't already follow you?
My Instagram is at Brittany, Brittany. My Twitter, I don't really use it, but it's BN Cartwright. but at Brittany is my Instagram. I'm going to start trying to get on TikTok soon. That's just at Brittany Cartwright. I gotta up my TikTok game.
You and me both. If you figure it out and you get good at it, which I'm sure you will, please give me a call because I'm really not there yet. Just FYI.
Me either. So I gotta get on it. I like to watch videos. I don't know how to do it myself.
And who wants another? Like, so I'm just like, I can't, but everyone, yes, TikTok, the numbers are crazy.
I love Instagram. Instagram is just my favorite.
You and me both. Like everything else can go away. Just give me Instagram. So, all right. I really appreciate this. This was a great talk. Congratulations on everything. Say hi to Jax and Cruz and everyone. And thank you so much.
I will. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
You too. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review. Because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones. And the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts.
or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.